Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. An environmental group trying to protect wolves and bears on national wildlife refuges in Alaska is suing the Trump administration. The Center for Biological Diversity is challenging the constitutionality of a 1996 federal law, the Congressional Review Act, which allowed Congress to more quickly revoke new regulations. One regulation revoked this year is a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service ban on killing wolves or bears from aircraft, shooting brown bears over bait, and snaring bears within Alaska federal wildlife refuges. The state of Alaska has used these methods elsewhere to increase moose and caribou numbers. The lawsuit says revoking the rule and banning the Fish and Wildlife Service from adopting a future similar rule is overreach by Congress and violates the U.S. Constitution. Around the country, Republican Congress members are dogged by protesters hoping to stir up resistance to President Trump's agenda. Congressman Don Young of Alaska, though, drew a friendly crowd yesterday at the Chugiak Eagle River Chamber of Commerce. One constituent asked why Republicans did not have a bill to replace the Affordable Care Act ready to put on the president's desk after the election. Young says his side of the aisle took easy votes to repeal the health law when they knew Barack Obama held veto power, but he says they weren't ready for a Republican White House.
We were unprepared. I don't deny that. And very frankly, the work had not been done to address the issue of health care.
Young told the audience they could expect a new Republican bill before July. He says Speaker Paul Ryan's bill, which was withdrawn for lack of support, would have hurt Alaska. The survivors of state employee police and firefighters who die in the line of duty would receive health insurance under a bill the state Senate passed yesterday. The Senate amended House Bill 23 so that it no longer requires municipalities to cover their workers' survivors. Instead, municipalities will be able to opt in if they choose. North Pole Republican Senator John Coghill says the bill combined different ideas from more than 2 years of debate.
It would be so wrong for us to fail those communities and family members because we can't agree on a couple of issues. This is the best we can do, given the time frame that we have and all the conditions we have to work with.
Both former Governor Sean Parnell and Governor Bill Walker have provided benefits to survivors of state troopers who've died in the line of duty. But those survivors have lobbied over the last two sessions for a law to make the benefits permanent. The bill would cover surviving spouses for 10 years, most dependent children until the age of 26, and dependents with permanent disabilities for life. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for scattered rain showers for tonight. Low temperature about 35 to 40 degrees with more scattered rain showers for tomorrow. High about 50 degrees for tomorrow. Partly cloudy skies for tomorrow night and sunny skies still in the forecast for this weekend. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest.